College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we're broadcasting live from Billiken Grill at St. Louis University. Tonight is the Billiken Blizzard. The men's basketball team will host Dayton. It is always a big game at Chaffetz Arena, and tonight is a particularly big one. Both teams pretty good, so it will be a loud building. It will sell out. There might be a handful of tickets left, if any at all, at this point. So it's going to be a fun night.
And you buy a handful, like, he's not exaggerating.
Like, there literally a handful.
Yeah, I think if you're lucky, there are five tickets.
Or they're gone. I don't even know. Yeah. So the game tonight brought to you by Summer at SLU. So we are talking to Jacob Weirson, who is with Summer at SLU now. How's it going, Jacob?
Thank you for having me, Chris and Amy. It is great to be here. So it was my radio debut. A year ago this time last year.
Yeah, for the Billiken Blizzard.
Billiken Blizzard again.
During the literal blizzard.
Exactly right. And so this is year two. I'm very excited to be with y'all. But I have to tell a quick KMOX story. So I'm from El Paso, Texas.
Okay.
Love St. Louis. I've been here since 2013. I was a student here at SLU. But when I told my parents that I was going to be on KMOX for this interview last year, they're like, okay, we're going to listen. We're going to dial in. You have made a regular listener of my dad, David Weirson, in El Paso. He's always texting me about, like, oh, sounds like there's a big traffic issue on Highway 44. I'm like, Dad, you are 1,800 miles from St. Louis. There is nothing that is going to impact you of what's happening on I-44. Or he's like, Chris and Amy, man, they're middle of the road. I love that they bring two sides to the story. That's a great topic. I'm like, when did this happen?
So I love this so much.
You have a regular listener in El Paso, Texas. So
David,
way to go.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
You know our text line, David, 314-436-7900. You can always text in if you have a thought about the traffic or about anything else.
And I love to know that your dad, who lives in Texas, says that we are middle of the road because, from what we understand, we're Libby commies.
That is high praise, by the way, from my father.
So that's good.
That's awesome.
Way to go. Yeah,
all right, good.
That's pretty cool.
Well,
it
that is... I feel you just made my day.
Yes.
I feel so honored. This is right up there with talking to Robbie Avila today.
Yeah, that's big too. Yes.
So we have one fan. All right, good. So Summer at SLU, tell us what's going on.
Give us a general overview
for this year.
So much going on our campus in the summer, and one of those is our 40 plus. We have over 40 K-12 camps and academies. They primarily happen in May, June, July, and part of August. But we start in kindergarten for these programs, and we go all the way up to 12th grade. And we've got anything you can think of, any type of program for any type of age group. So we've got middle and high school theater camps. We have K-12 STEM program, so that coding, Amy and you and I were talking about the coding in the break. We have high school academies that are residential. So we have an aviation and engineering summer academy where high school students stay on our campus. They live in our dorms for a week. How about the athletic programs, right?
Yeah.
We have tons of athletic camps, men's and women's basketball, soccer, softball, baseball, swimming. What I love about those programs is we have those programs are led by our coaches and student athletes. So it's really just awesome. Lots going on in the summer.
Oh, wow. It's like so many questions about those different aspects.
Yeah.
I will say, like you said, this is our second year talking about summer at SLU. And I am more excited this year even than last year because it became personal. I have friends and their kids did these camps. Mm-hmm. A freshman in high school did the coding camp, which was so cool. And to know that, you know, parents are looking at what do I want to sign my kids up for this summer? What are they going to do? What's something they're interested in? So many options, so many age groups. And it also, it's kind of cool being on a college campus.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think there's a couple unique things I think that makes summer at SLU super unique in the summer camp world. One of them, yes, it is on a university campus. So these students are working with our students, faculty, and staff, right? Getting that hands-on experience with our university community. They're staying in our dorms, they're in our state-of-the-art facilities, mm-hmm. whether it's on the athletic campus or in our lecture halls, our labs, our classrooms. They're eating at the dining hall. You know, they're getting that awesome buffet and ice cream that our college students get during the year. They have that experience. That's really unique and cool. But when you talk about, right, the types of camps that we have, you know, on a college campus, I'll give you an example. We have a Gardens to Tables culinary camp that happens just down the road on our South Campus, led by our nutrition and dietetics program. I have met so many students in that program that are current students now that said, hey, I did that Gardens to Tables camp. It's a cooking camp. These are K through 12 students that we have a community garden. They pick their own food. They learn how to cook healthy meals. And then at the end of the week, for parents and families, they cook them a meal and they can show what they learned during the week. I'll have a lot of those students in that program now that say, hey, I did that cooking camp when I was in fifth grade or sixth grade.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm majoring in nutrition and dietetics. We love those stories. That's part of why we do what we do at Summer at SLU.
And you know, Ronj, we've talked about my pilot friend who listens to the show and then texts in furiously whenever we just like speculate about how planes work.
Yeah. And usually we are correct.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we're always correct.
Accurate aviation information.
Yes, yeah. I mean, we like, you know, the voice of St. Louis, occasional speculation about the minutia of aviation. But so my pilot friend texted, he went here. You know, he went to the aviation school. I have a couple other friends who did as well. And so I asked you when you first came up here to where we're broadcasting. I'm like, okay, so are there aviation camps for kids? And there is. Yes. What is this aviation camp?
It's incredible. So it's part of our residential academies that we have for high school students. So they'll check in like on a Sunday. They are here on a week. They're living in one of our state-of-the-art residence halls. They are shadowing faculty. So they're meeting folks from the aviation program. They're touring our facilities. I think the best part of it is they get to go to our airport across the river. And they get to fly around in a plane with a St. Louis University flight instructor. So they're learning the mechanics of how to fly. They do a fly around the arch, so they get to get those amazing shots. But that is the true immersive aviation experience. And we have that for a lot of our other high school academies. We have a health sciences one that's like that, engineering. We have a STEM immersion experience. These are really, you're on a collegiate campus. You're prepping for college, right? And you're really learning, wow, this might be actually a degree program and path that I want to go down. Those are awesome programs. Aviation is a lot of fun.
So, I mean, you, as the years go on, you will add things, right? You'll tweak some stuff. Is there anything new for 2025?
Absolutely. Well, I was just telling Amy, you know, we had no programming for a couple years because of COVID-19. Mm. We are back at it. I was just telling her we had like 3,600 students on our campus last summer. Yeah. That was awesome because we're back and we're surpassing pre-COVID levels. We're super excited about that. But we are always looking for new summer camp opportunities. So one of them is we are trying to pilot an arts camp, actually. So we're trying to partner on a kind of like a visual performing arts camp. We've never done one like that before. So that's going to be a new one. That'll be for middle and high school students. And that's in the works. We're hopefully trying to launch it for this summer. But, you know, we have 40 plus, you know, you think about all the athletic camps and things like that. There's so much to do. We're a one-stop shop, right, for your summer. Your family can come. You can knock out all your summer camps on our campus. But we are absolutely always looking for those new opportunities. And I'm excited about that visual and performing arts camp this summer.
So if parents are listening and they are thinking, this sounds great for my kids, maybe they've got a few kids that they would want to send, like you said, a one-stop shop. The cost, if they're concerned, can a parent look at the cost, see if there might be any help?
Sure. Yeah, we do have, we're super excited about this. We have scholarships available for our academic summer camps and academies. So our website, summer.slu.edu, there's a K-12 programs page, and on the left side, there is a button for scholarships. We provide financial assistance, and we'll be honest, we try to help out as much as we can for families. So Summer at SLU, it's the community engagement part of our university, right? It's part of our mission of who we are as a university. You know, Chris May was just talking about, we are a force for good for this city. We are in the community, not just as a college campus, but for the city and for the region. And we don't want anything to impede somebody from coming on our campus to do one of our summer camps. So we got financial aid. It's a really, really quick application for folks to fill out. But I would encourage parents, summer.su.edu is where that application is. And absolutely, we provide for all of our K-12 academic programs.
Summer.slu.edu is the website to find out about all these different camps. And I think first one, May 31st, right? That's the very first camp gets
exactly
going,
right,
and they run all the way through August?
That is correct, yeah. So we have a couple programs that will last the whole summer. So one of them is our campus recreation youth camp. That's the quintessential fun summer camp. They're running, they're jumping, they're swimming, they go on field trips. Gardens to Tables, that cooking camp that I mentioned, that's all summer. I will mention too, registration is open for many of our programs now. The bulk of all of our programs will open on March 3rd, so that first week of March. So you still have plenty of time to plan your summer with us. But some of those programs are open now. So if you want to head to our website, you'll probably find a few of those registrations open. So.
Do you get quite a few students from out of state?
We do. So especially for those high school aviator academies, aviation is one of them, engineering, health sciences. I was talking to a program director the other day, and we had folks last summer in aviation from California, from Texas. We had an international student from Europe in one of our academies. And I was like, that's amazing, right? That is super cool. So we love those testimonials. We love those stories because really, Summer at SLU is a very unique experience, I think, for not just us in St. Louis, but around the country, I think.
If you do one of those academic camps like coding or something like that, is that something a student can put on their transcript? I don't know if it officially counts as a credit or you just add it to your transcript to really boost it for future college applications.
Sure. They are non-credit programs, but absolutely, right? You can say you completed our STEM programs. We try to give out certificates too for all these camps, right? Because I think it's a big deal when you completed a program like that. Here's what I'll say too about these programs. As I mentioned, right, this is led by our faculty and staff. So you get to meet professors, right? That may be your professors one day, or maybe the program coordinator and undergraduate admission for this program. Those are great networking opportunities, right? You're meeting these professors on our campus. You have that contact on, and our faculty love these programs, right? They want to work with these students. They want to tell them about their programs. So I think that's a very unique networking and relationship opportunity there, too, for these students.
Jacob Weirson is the director of Summer at SLU. All of the information, summer.slu.edu. You can find out about all the camps there. I was going to ask you a question, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's one more shout out to my family listening, but ask the question about, we should do work before play, so please.
The question was, what do you think Dad is doing right now? And if he's not listening, there is going to be a quiz, and if he fails, there will be punishment.
100%, absolutely. Okay. He is definitely listening, so him and my mom down in El Paso will be listening. I do want to shout out to my nephew and niece, Caleb and Abby Weirson, who are listening right now as well. And I also got an 8-month-old niece who's listening to me down in Houston, Texas. So
Isabel, that's our key demo.
Isabel and Santa. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Got to train them early to be listening to the radio.
That's right.
So yeah, down in Houston with my sister and brother-in-law. So.
I bet your 8-month-old niece would beat us in a debate.
You know what? She is, it's amazing. She's talking, right? She's doing all these amazing things. She's growing so fast. She would beat me in a debate for sure. No question. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank your family for single-handedly boosting our ratings.
There we go. Houston and El Paso. You're going to see that demographic shooting up. Yeah, absolutely.
We've really been targeting the El Paso market. That's what we've been looking for.
Keep
on doing it.
Yeah. Summer.slu.edu. Jacob Weirson, the director of Summer at SLU. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thank you all so much for having me.